Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
I can tell you right now that Melissa and I are on such a different point of reference here.
Okay.
For this Mark Malkoff dude. This is a guy we were talking about a couple days ago. Melissa and I don't like to fly.
Hell no. Yeah.
Wow.
She got a hell no.
Yeah, because I have been to L.A. twice in the past, what, 2 or 3 weeks, and it took so much energy out of me to just in the thinking that I'm flying 4 times across the country in a matter of a few weeks, because I cannot stand to fly. I have to take medication in order to get through the flight.
I don't like it either. So this guy Mark here that is trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records for continuous commercial flight. Started in Atlanta, I think, last week. And he's still on that flight right now. We're going to talk to him. Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure, man. Oh, good morning.
Honey.
Good morning.
Dude, how many days are we into this ridiculous project now?
Dear goodness. Today's day 9. I have 21 more days to go. And
wow.
I should mention, I'm doing this to get over my fear of flying. I came up with the idea about a year and a half ago, and AirTran has been awesome to host me. I live on the plane. I sleep on the plane at night. I wake up in the morning. I wash my hair in the airplane bathroom in the morning. I jog to get some exercise in the aisles in the morning. This is my existence.
Are you with the same flight crew all the time? Like, are you becoming BFFs with the flight attendants?
I am getting to know a lot of the flight attendants, but they change over. We try to keep me on the plane as much as possible. Once in a while, I do have to go on a tarmac to switch planes, but I never go into the airports. I sleep on the plane. My entire existence is pretty much in the airplane, and we're going all over the country. But most nights, I wind up back here in beautiful Atlanta, which I love.
So when, like, at nighttime... I got so many questions. At nighttime, do you still crash? I shouldn't say crash. Do you sleep? That was bad. But not intentional. Do you sleep on the plane, or do you go into the terminal and sleep there?
No, I sleep on the plane in row 22, of course. And what I do is there's about 3 lines of chairs, and I'll just lay on those. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm usually wake up when the cleaning crew is vacuuming around me.
So how many hours during a day are you in the air?
We do, like, usually 5-6 flights a day. Last week we logged, I believe, around 67, 68 hours. If you add up all the distance, we went around the world 1.24 times. We're trying to just do as much as possible. And I have to say, flying on AirTran around has really, really helped me deal with the fear, because I have no other choice but to deal with it. And the pilots have really counseled me. And AirTran has Wi-Fi, so I'm up in the sky 35,000 feet. And just with Twitter and MySpace, the whole community has been very supportive, giving me tips on how to get over my fear. I'm able to stay connected to my wife, Christine. And I should mention, my wife, Christine, flies with me on the weekends to see me. And AirTran actually had an anniversary dinner for me. My anniversary was this week on the wing of a plane. Luckily, it wasn't moving at the time.
Now, when you first approached AirTran with this idea, did they think you were crazy? How did that conversation go?
AirTran was a huge fan of my previous work. I've done a bunch of big videos. And it just seemed like a really good fit. I mean, I really wanted to do this. They have an awesome sense of humor. Most airlines would not let somebody clearly do this. But they've given me complete creative control. I'm shooting tons of video content. If you go to markonairtran.com, you can see all the videos. You can see me playing bingo with passengers on a flight. We did Twister the other day. We actually had a flight attendant wash my hair mid-flight.
So does this mean that you're not showering for a month straight?
That's right. I mean, you can actually come here to the airplane and smell me. I smell great.
No,
I wash my hair in the sink. I use baby wipes. And it's just been an amazing experience. And please, to your listeners, I'm on Twitter. Please, during my flight, Twitter me. I'm M. Malkoff. It's M-M-A-L-K-O-F-F. It's really the online community is helping me get through these next 21 days.
Are there people sitting next to you on the plane?
Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, that's got to be rough.
Has anybody complained? Has anybody said this dude reeks? I need to be in row 19, not 22 with this dude?
Not yet. If anything, people want to meet me and ask why. And so many people have fears of flying. I mean, the thing with me is turbulence. I don't like turbulence, and I don't take off. So a lot of people have been talking to me, and a lot of people say it's actually helped them, because if I can do a month with the fear of flying, they can get through a flight. So it's really, really been great on a bunch of different levels.
Now, is it healthy for you to be on this plane this long? Because we've heard so many stories about how you need to...
Melissa's just looking for excuses
and
not doing it.
I mean, talking about flights like overseas and stuff, people are worried about if you're in a plane too long, the effects it could have on your body.
Here's the deal. I talked to my doctor in New York. My doctor told me there was no problem, so I'm going to get a new doctor. here's the deal. There has to be something. I mean, I talked to a bunch of other doctors. They said, Mark, you need to be exercising. So I'm doing a lot of jogging in between flights in the aisle. I'm doing lunges. I'm doing push-ups. The one thing that people have told me is that if you're up in an airplane a lot, it's higher traces of radiation. So maybe that's it. But, I mean, I'm taking a lot of vitamins. My food is coming primarily from the airports. So I'm trying to eat as much fruit and vegetables as possible, but I have to say, surprisingly, I feel really good.
You understand the words just came out of your mouth, right? That just now. You said, outside of the radiation, this has been a great experience.
If I get off the plane on June 30th, I'm entirely green. We know the radiation thing was a problem.
Are you eating nothing but airline food?
No, I mean, the AirTran snacks are great, and I'll eat them occasionally, but primarily my food is coming from airports. So if you guys come visit me in Atlanta, please bring me some salads, bring me some fruit. I'll take a frappuccino, whatever you guys want to bring me.
Wow. I'm curious, if you're over the fear of flying at this point, why keep going another 21 days?
I'm not, because it gets better, but then I hit some turbulence coming back from Seattle, and I just start shaking. And I actually had a kid that was sitting next to me to see that I was afraid and started holding my hand. And I felt so cool.
That's so sweet. So
the deal is, it's an irrational fear. It's not a real fear. I know that. And I really feel like, just with the online support, talking to pilots and dealing with this and having no choice but to face my fear, that by the end, by June 30th, I'll be over it.
Can I ask this dude a guy question?
You can ask me anything.
Okay.
Without you guys getting totally offended. All right, so you're on this thing for how long? 30 days total?
Yes.
And your wife is visiting you on weekends.
That's right.
So when the plane clears out?
There's no time. Without getting specific, Christine can't stay on the plane with me at night. So, there's very alone time. So draw your own conclusions to that.
So there's very few minutes that you're actually alone with her, so you guys haven't done it on a plane?
I'm lonely. Put it that way. Okay. If you come on the flight, I might ask you to hold me.
If you smell that bad, if you haven't had a shower in 17 days, no one's getting close to you.
I'm telling you, your listeners should fly with me and smell me. I smell amazing.
Are you, now you're going to be on the plane until the end of June. Are you concerned at all about the digital transition?
No, I'm not concerned at all. I'm told that I have to get going, but you guys should come on a flight with me. You have an open invite. And please look at my videos daily on Mark on AirTran. I love Atlanta. I'm here all the time, so I'd love to keep in touch with you guys.
When is your last day in flight?
June 30th is my last day. The first thing I'm going to do when I get off is kiss my wife. The second thing is shower.
Yeah,
shower a lot. I mean,
your wife would probably say shower first.
Can we just call AirTran and request to be on your flight?
Yeah, absolutely. Just do that. I'd love to see you guys. You guys have an open invite whenever.
Okay.
Nice talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
See you. Okay,
yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That would be kind of fun. That is your worst nightmare, Melissa.
Absolutely my worst nightmare.
I can't think of anything fun about that.
And he's
at
doing
all.
It sober. Like, I can't get on a plane without my pill now.
You never know.
I'd fly with him somewhere. I just think it'd be fun to be, I don't know.
They have this little cocktail.
Part of that experience. I would like to do it the next day or two, because by June 30th, that'd be an issue.
I miss what airline is helping him out with that.
Can figure it out?
Did you guys catch that? Do I have to call around to find out which airline it is? All the information will be up online for that dude up at Q100Atlanta.com.
I say he should just jump out at 15,000 feet. That'll help you face your fears.
Look at Javi's done it, so he's like, everybody can do it now.
Jump out of what? Is it AirTran plane?
Was it AirTran he's
working
on?
I don't know. I didn't know that.
I think they have Wi-Fi. Do you guys know that?
Get it. The Bird Show.